My dear brothers and sisters, if we were to speak of the very center of spiritual strength in the church, surely it must be in the sacred ordinances of the temple of the Lord. It is not generally known that almost the first words of the Lord to the prophet Joseph, the intent of the gathering and the building up of the church, and almost the last words of the Lord to the prophet pertain to temple work. After the wondrous first vision of the prophet in the spring of 1820, 3.5 years passed. The next divine manifestation he had was when the angel Moroni appeared to him. He told Joseph about the Book of Mormon. Because of the preeminence of this message, most people do not realize that Moroni brought another momentous message. First, he quoted, with some variation, the prophecy of Malachi. Behold, I will reveal unto you the priesthood by the hand of Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall plant in the hearts of the children the promises made to the fathers. And the hearts of the children shall turn to their fathers. If it were not so, the whole earth would be utterly wasted at his coming, end quote. Moroni also quoted from Isaiah, Acts, Joel, and many other passages of Scripture. The prophecy of Malachi concerning Elijah was treated differently from all of the other Scriptures. It was considered of such unique importance that it now appears as section 2 in the Doctrine and Covenants. Moroni's message signaled the prophet that Elijah soon would appear. The foreordained events pertaining to temple work began to unroll like a scroll. Less than 1.5 years after the organization of the church, the prophet dedicated the site for the temple in Jackson County, Missouri, but the saints were prevented from building it. Then followed a score of significant events pertaining to the building of the house of the Lord. The first temple completed was Kirtland, built under great difficulties. The dedication of this temple was accompanied by the visitation of angels and fire resting upon the temple. Some saw visions and experienced other glorious manifestations. On the 3rd of April, 1836, 1 week after the dedication of the Kirtland Temple, the monumental event occurred. The Savior appeared and accepted the temple. Moses and Elias also came. Then Malachi's prophecy was fulfilled, for Elijah the prophet stood before them and said, "Behold, the time has fully come, which was spoken of by the mouth of Malachi, testifying that he, Elijah, should be sent before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the children to the fathers, lest the whole earth be smitten with a curse. Therefore, the keys of this dispensation are committed into your hands, and by this ye may know that the great and dreadful day of the Lord is at hand, even at the doors." That event occurred 146 years ago yesterday, on the day that the Jews were celebrating their traditional ritual. For more than 2 millennia, the Jews have looked for the coming of Elijah. This week, in connection with the Feast of the Passover, they will reenact the scene as they have done for centuries. They will set a place at their table, reserve an empty chair, open the door, raise their cups, and rise as if to greet Elijah. But Elijah has returned. Thanks be to God. he bestowed his keys. Work could now commence in the temples to weld eternal links between husbands and wives, between parents and children, through the sealing power of God. It is essential to obtain the sealing power of the holy priesthood, so that whatsoever an authorized officiator shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever he shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. For in the sacred ordinances and through this sacred power comes glory and honor and eternal life. It is by this power that husband and wife are sealed in a never-ending bond of marriage. It is by this power that a welding link is forged between children and parents. This is the holy power that is exercised in the temple. It is the power that validates all ordinances in the church. This is the consummate authority in the kingdom of God. Without the authority and use of that power in all ages of the world, none of our Heavenly Father's children can enter his presence or ever become like him. And if this were not so, the whole purpose of existence would be useless. That is why the Lord said the whole earth would be utterly wasted at his coming. Almost the last words of the Lord to the prophet, so far as we can tell, also pertain to temple work. The Lord commanded the prophet to build the temple in Kirtland, or in Nauvoo. They set about to do it. Prior to its completion, the Lord revealed his sacred ordinances. Quote, "Things which have been kept hid from before the foundation of the world, things that pertain to the dispensation of the fullness of times." The order of performing baptism for the dead was revealed. Also, the Lord required that witnesses verify the performance of ordinances, that in all your recordings it may be recorded in heaven. And finally, the members of the 12 apostles were endowed and the sealing authority conveyed to them, thereafter never to be lost. They could now carry on the fullness of the gospel. These crucial things the Lord revealed to the prophet Joseph only months before his martyrdom. From this brief account of significant events in the life of the prophet, it becomes apparent that his first and foremost duty was to build temples and restore the sealing power to perform sacred and eternal ordinances. All the prophets since his time have likewise shown a concern for this work. During President Kimball's presidency, more temples have been constructed than in any other time. We are now truly taking temples to the people. And now, brothers and sisters, I want to testify concerning this sacred work. I know that it is true. The principles are eternal. The ordinances are divine. They are eternal, framed before the world was. You and I are responsible to carry on this work. The Lord has no one else to do it. Surely this is not an onerous burden. It is a privilege. A temple recommend is one of the highest accolades we may receive. To use it regularly permits us to participate in the choicest gifts within the keeping of the church. Those who attend feel a special spirit there. Peace comes. I know that service there assists the departed one to gain exaltation. And I know that they in turn qualify for blessings from the other side of the veil. And I know that blessings will follow you home from the temple. God lives. Jesus is the Christ. This is the consummate work of the kingdom. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.